Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we beginning to hush not. Block Talk Radio, listen to Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together, it's like a dream team. A Bronx bummer who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
You already know what it is. It's Lush Radio Online. You know what you're listening to. Salute to the man, the OG, Chubb Rock. You know what I'm saying? Definitely letting y'all guys know what you're tuning in tonight. Tonight, we got the world-famous, legends, classic, love-making, baby-making. Half of y'all made babies off their music, man. We got the legends, the icons, the one, the only, H-Town, that's going to be live in the building. Along with that, we're also going to have Lyric, an up-and-coming artist coming out of the Bronx area. But y'all better turn up your amps, turn up your radios, turn up the station and stay tuned. We got H-Town live in the building. Y'all remember, somebody rocking, knocking the boots. Tell me your best H-Town memory. Call in at 347-826-7722. You already know what it is, man. And it's going down tonight. Shout out to our sponsor, Strictly Bump One, Diverse Media Group, LLC, Capital Customs, Ohana Shop. And we're going to the phone lines. We're going to have the world-famous, international players, singers extraordinaire, make you just want to throw your panties in the air. Ow! H-Town going to be live in the building, baby. Going to go to the line and bring my wonderful co-host, Ebony, live in the building. What up, booby?
What's going on, Lush? I'm so excited today.
Girl, I might faint. I might fall out when I hear him. Woo! Let's go ahead and see if we got H-Town live on the line with us. You know what I'm saying? See if we got G.I. and Shazam. Damn! Woo! Hallelujah. We got two people live on the line calling from the 832. What's up, players? Is this H-Town, the legendary group, live in the building?
What's up? It's Shazam, yo, in the house. It's Shazam.
What's good with y'all?
How y'all doing? Y'all doing all right?
We're doing all right, man. I think I might fall out, man. I think I'm having a heart attack here right now. Woo!
What's up?
That's what's up. Let's go ahead and give H-Town some Lush Radio love real quick. That's what's up. What's up, fellas, man? How you guys doing this now?
Oh, man, we just happen to be back, man. Back, you know what I'm saying? You know, trying to do our thing, you know what I'm saying?
That's what it is, man. Hey, the world is happy, and I know me and Ebony is definitely happy. Woo-wee! Damn! We got H-Town in the building, baby. Oh, man, y'all bring memories, man.
Sweating. My palms are sweating. I'm nervous.
Oh, man, A-Sound in the building. Yeah, woo-wee. Anyway, but let's get into it, though. Before we get into it, Ken, you got any shout-outs to anything, Shazam and G.I.?
Just to all my fans, tell them I love them, that's it.
That's what it is. Can we get a quick drop for you guys, from you guys real quick before we get into the interview?
Yeah.
We just want you guys to say, you know, this H-Town, the legends, the icons, extraordinaire. Ain't nobody do it better than we did it, you know, and we still doing it. H-Town, rocking with Lush Radio Online. But say how y'all want to say it, though.
All right.
Yo, what up, this Shazam.
All right, what are we doing? Yo, what up, this Shazam from the legendary group H-Town.
And yo, this your boy G.I., H-Town's in the building. And yo, you listen to Lush Radio Show, and we doing it like that, H-Town for life.
That's what it is, man. Woo-wee!
I'm
okay.
Nervous on shows. This is like really, 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 really different.
Man, I definitely these are R&B legends, man. You know,
we get
legends on the show, but we got R&B legends live in the building. And first and foremost, man, but before you know all this, we definitely fans of the music. You guys actually made some classics. You know, everybody remember Knocking the Boots. You guys made the trademark of Knocking the Boots. You know, and you guys definitely took the world by storm when you came out, you know, in the 90s and stuff doing your thing. And you definitely got a lot of music that's definitely coming out now in 2010 because you guys got – I just seen the video that y'all had with Jodeci, and it was y'all called Knocking the Heels Off and everything, you know. Before we go, I want you to explain about that whole situation because I saw that. That was hot. Mm-hmm.
Jodeci is like, you know, our big brother, you know what I'm saying? You know, we actually were doing a lot of tour with Jodeci and you know, mainly Jodeci and Casey and JoJo. We just thought, man, it'd be a great idea and a great collaboration. You know, the two big groups from our era and collaborate, you know, say right as of now, me and G.I., H-Town, we get ready to drop our album, and you know they was in the process of working on their new album, but we was in the process of coming out first.
Mm-hmm.
Hey man, would y'all come on and bless this record with us, man? And they heard the record and they thought it was a great collaboration, and they did it. You know what I'm saying? And there we go, H-Town, Knocking the Heels featuring Jodeci. You know?
Yes, sir. You know,
that's
also
what it
we
is.
Got two remixes.
Yeah.
We got two remixes though. We got one, the original of Jodeci, and we got the King of Slow Jam remix there. We also added Pretty Ricky to it, you know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Woo, man. It's going to be some baby making out here in 2010. Dang.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
For real, player. Woo. So let's I mean, we anticipating a new album and everything, but let's go back cuz I know when you guys came out and everything, you guys came out. It was you, Shazam, and G.I., and Shazam, your brother Dino, and you guys all came out, and you guys came under and actually got signed to Luke back in the day. How did that whole situation come about?
Actually, our manager was friends with Luke, and he was trying to put together a group, and Luke was looking for a male group, and our manager at the time was best friends with Luke. And he was like, man, I have this group I'm working on. I want you to check them out. So, you know, it's like we sung live for Luke. And after we sung for Luke, he heard us. And you know, we actually set up a demo. He didn't like our demo, but we ended up singing live for him, and he ended up signing us to a deal in like 2 weeks after he heard us sing.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Dang. Dude. I wish they was doing it like that still.
Yeah, they.
For real, that's what it is, man. And how was it, you know, coming from Houston, coming out from there and breaking? Was it kind of like, was it a challenge for you guys, or was it kind of easy since, you know, coming from that era?
Well, yeah, this is G.I. talking. I don't think it really was a challenge. I mean, you know, because we were just happy to be singing. So we never took anything as a challenge or competition. But everything basically took off real fast.
You kind of breaking up, sweetie. I don't know if you got a bad connection. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. We're breaking up for a second. But you can continue, sweetie. Go ahead.
Yeah. I say, well, you know, it's like we was never like it wasn't really a challenge to it. I mean, I think the challenge was getting into business, you know. So once we got that break, you know, and once we got that break and knocking the boost drop, you know what I'm saying? That song, like the following week, it was already number one on our charts. So everything just took off quick.
That's what it is. I want to definitely shout out my co-host, Ebony, for providing us with this interview tonight on Lush Radio Online. Ebony, you got a question for Shazam and G.I.?
Yes, so how long did you guys stay with Luke with that?
We did about 2 years with Luke. Did 2 albums with him. We did about 2 years, 2.5 years with Luke Records.
So you basically decided on other options? Like, what brought you to the current, you know, where'd you go after that? Where was your next?
Luke Records had went bankrupt. He filed for bankruptcy because he had a couple of lawsuits going up against him at the time, and he owed a lot of people money, I guess, on money that he just owed people. And when he filed bankruptcy, they automatically freed us from our contract. We had a chance to shop the deals and do other options, so we ended up signing with another independent, was called Relativity at the time. And they basically we started H-Town Music from there, and we had our own situation over at Relativity.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Yep.
H-Town is in the building. If you're just joining us tonight, we have the legends. I'm talking about the Baby Makers. When they sang, they made you want to pop a baby out instantly. You got H-Town live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. Call in at 347-826-7722 and let us know your favorite H-Town moment. When you first heard that song, Knocking the Boots, where were you at? Tell us your H-Town memory. Call in at 347-826-7722 and back to H-Town. Whew. All I can say is that I'm honored to have you guys live on the line right now, man. You guys just don't know right now. I'm sweating like I don't know what. I'm sweating. I know I'm playing with y'all. But, besides that, going into a tragic part of you guys' career was the situation when you actually lost one of the members, Dino, to a fatal car accident. And I remember when everybody heard that news. When I first heard that news, it was like everybody was very saddened because it was like, wow. Even though it wasn't, you know, our family, but it just felt like, wow, you know, Dino's gone. You know, how was that situation for you guys? You know, I know you guys went into a hiatus. How was that situation and going through that during that time?
Well, you know, we had to really kind of like, you know, take a kind of really a break back from the industry and just kind of heal from the situation, you know what I'm saying? We had we was kind of like at that time, we was kind of lost and confused and trying to figure out what do we really want to do? Do we want to continue, you know, doing the singing thing and doing our careers or pursue something else? But it's like, it was just really, man, we just took a lot of time off and we just kind of was just healing from the situation, you know, trying to, you know, regroup our thoughts and regroup our minds and just get everything back in order in our lives, you know what I'm saying? But we decided, you know, to keep the legacy of H-Town, me and G.I. decided to keep the legacy of H-Town alive in the memory of Dino. So, you know, that's why we're here today, you know, back trying to bring the music back.
That real R&B, that real grown and sexy.
That's what it is. It is sexy, player. Yeah. Ooh, and you know what though? You play. You guys are still looking good. I mean, still looking good. And I know the ladies is going crazy and stuff. You guys are still looking fine as hell from when y'all first came out. So I mean, shoot, y'all definitely going to take it by storm. So I'm anticipating, shoot, I'm going to have to, I need my first copy of that joint. Cause
we can let all the fans know they can go get the Knock on the Heels, the original version with Jodeci. We got our Knock on the Heels, the remix, King's Flow Jam remix with H-Child, Jodeci, and Pretty Ricky. It's all on iTunes and Amazon. So, you know, they want to download it. It's on iTunes. It's number 99 cents. So go peep it out, you know.
Yeah, I'm telling all of you, if y'all don't go and support them and go get that, I'm going to have to beat y'all myself for real. I'm going to have to beat y'all up.
Smack y'all up, definitely.
You know, we're going to smack somebody. We're going to smack somebody up if they don't go get that album and support these guys and what they're doing. You owe it to music in general to go get that album, for real, seriously.
Definitely.
Right.
Definitely.
Well, I'm like, if you want real R&B back, you got to support it.
Hey, and you know what? I was just saying on Twitter the other day, I said, dang, where's the real R&B that, you know, we came up with, man? Where's the real music at? Like, we're missing that, you know? Everything's, you know, this rap with this other stuff. Like, where is the real R&B at? So I am so glad and happy that you guys are coming back with your music. Tell us some of the people that you're working with, some of the producers and stuff like that, and some of the things we need to look out for.
We did a lot of producing ourselves on this album. You know, me and my production partner A Flat. You know, we did a lot of production and writing, you know, along with G.I. We all co-wrote and did a lot of things on this album. We also did a song with Little Flip. He's a Houston native out of Houston, Texas.
We actually had him on the show. We had him on the show like maybe the year before last. He came on here and stuff.
Yeah. Definitely. We did some with him, and then we also had a collaboration, you know, with the Jodeci, the Pretty Ricky. There's another local producer out of Houston. They kind of got a name out here in Houston named Assassins. We did some with them. So, you know, but we did most of the record ourselves, though. You know what I'm saying? A lot of production and stuff ourselves. And, you know, we doing like, man, so many songs. There were like 50 songs, and we got to choose from the best 50. So it's like, you know, we still putting the album. I'm in the studio right now still putting songs together. So, but you know, that's how we do. We may record 40 songs and say, okay, which one's going to really make the album, you know? Hello?
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Like I said, man, H-Town is definitely live in the building with us on Lush Radio Online. That's what it is. I can remember when I first heard that song, man. That joint, man. Whew, I was like, dang, who the hell are these niggas? Who the hell are they? Damn.
Okay, and then they came back with Emotions.
Yes, they came back with Emotions, and then, you know, they did the soundtrack for Martin, you know, with the crazy lady on Thin Line Between Love and Hate. They did
yes,
that
soundtrack. Thin Line. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did that soundtrack, you know, and they definitely, you know, I mean, just the song itself, Knocking the Boots. I don't care what century it is, Knocking the Boots will forever be a classic song. I don't care what decade it is. That song will forever be a classic song. Do you hear me?
Yes. There's no shelf life on that music. That is definitely a classic.
That's a classic, man. I mean, oh, my God. I think you guys kind of like, with Jodeci and you guys definitely set the standard when it came to music. You guys definitely set the standard when it came to music. And just to hear you and Jodeci doing a joint together and through Pretty Ricky in there, oh my God. Oh, I'm scared. I'm scared for the industry right now. I'm scared for the industry. Are y'all ready for this?
You know, we decided to throw Pretty Ricky in there like kind of like a you know, to kind of show that the old and kind of hooked up with the new, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We kind of did like a collaboration like that. That's what we just kind of. You get that to kind of grab more of that kids audience that maybe not know who H-Town is, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, they going to know. If they don't know, they going to know, player. They going to know. they about to definitely know about some H-Town this year because you guys definitely did y'all thing. I'm going to go ahead and give them between the Thin Line Between Love and Hate real quick, and we're going to come back with H-Town in a few minutes. Right now, you're logged on to Lush Radio Online right now. Make sure you're logged in to www.lushradioonline.com. Click on Listen to Lush Radio. Call in at 347-826-7722. And we're live right now with H-Town. We're going to go to some music, and we'll be back in a quick second.
Yep.
Shock, baby, just that touch from being dead, yeah.
man, that's thin line between love and hate. You know we live right now with the one and only, the legends of R&B. The one and only town live in the building, baby. You better act like you know, man. Y'all been just throw them panties at him. Throw the panties. Just throw the panties.
Bring them on.
They used to it. They used to the panties being thrown on the stage.
Panties. Well, man, we got Ace Town live in the building.
What was the concept behind the song? Like, what inspired y'all for that one?
Which song?
The movie. The soundtrack. The Martin Lawrence movie was called Thin Line Between Love and Hate. And we actually was a song done by the Persuaders, you know what I'm saying? And they the charts because the name of Martin Lawrence's movie was called Thin Line Between Love and Hate. So they they wanted to cover a tune, so we went and got the tune and they'll add the H Town feel to it, you know. And it was actually one of our biggest hits, like number two on the charts for us, you know.
Yeah, that one, because when the movie came out and stuff, that one was definitely, you know, up there. So I know the song actually was high on the charts around that time. And this Knock in the Heels video, man, can I say sexy? Can I say hot? Can I say, tantalizing?
What are you thinking?
Oh, man, this video right here is hot, man. I'm telling you, man.
Yes, it is.
They got a hot joint and we got the exclusive remix. They got with Jodeci and also Pretty Ricky and everything. We got that one live in the building for them. So I think I got that song in here. So I'm gonna go ahead and let people see y'all. But I mean, I don't know. Should we give them Knock in the Booth like afterwards, or should we give them the new one? I'm gonna let H-Town tell me first. Should we give them the new joint, or should we give them Knock in the Booth? What should we give them, fam?
We should give them the new one. Let me hear the new one, you know what I'm saying? Let me hear the new one, you know, featuring Jodeci and Pretty Ricky. You know, so this is going to be the new one that's going to be on the album, the upcoming album. You know, the name of the album is called Child Support, you know what I'm saying? So that's getting ready to hit real soon. So, you know, everybody on the lookout for the new album called Child Support by H-Town. Let's hear that new one.
That's what it is. We gonna play that new one, and when we come back, I'm gonna ask him about why did they call it child support. We gonna talk about that when we come back off this joint.
Because they making babies.
Baby
blue on the track. It's a Royale.
Tonight is going down. I got it, and it's ready, babe.
Ready, baby,
to take you to your highest high. Lay your sexy body down in my bed.
In my bed.
With your secrets in your high heels on.
Heels on.
Baby, it's gonna be a special night.
Tonight,
a girl.
Table.
Don't it in the shower.
Knocking the heels off, man. You knock my heels off any day. But anyway. Yo, we
laughed. I heard that, right?
We having fun with H-Town. Live in the building with us.
Damn.
You know, and we definitely talking to them about the new album and everything that's called Child Support. You know, and we're going to go ahead and ask them about that child support, man. I mean, I know y'all got people making babies out there, but explain to us the concept of child support, the album, and what should we look for in this album?
Well, you know, a lot of our fans kind of almost renamed our album. It almost kind of started off as a joke, you know, but every time girls would see me and even the home girls and the homies, they would see them, they would always say, man, yeah, where my child support at? And I was like, what you talking about? I mean, you owe me child support because, you know, I made about 5 or 6 kids off your music. So I feel y'all putting out this baby making music, y'all have to help me pay some of this child support. you know.
I knew it.
Because it's a rap project, and, you know, we try to start it all over again. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know, we got a different type of twist in there. We're doing some baby making. We even did a couple of fast songs, you know, but we're trying to bring it all back, you know what I'm saying, where it started from.
Oh.
Well, yeah, that's the thing going on. We got to look forward to more of that music then. You know, I'm ready. I'm about to go on iTunes.
We also have a single out called Call Me Mr. Pac-Man. So, you know, that's on iTunes, too. I forgot about that one. That's on iTunes, too.
Okay. Well, can you give us a little bit of taste of that live?
I can't sing right now, but you
gotta tell me what Mr. Pac-Man about.
Actually, Mr. Pac-Man is a song that's basically he's the man. He's a gentleman, but he's a undercover freak behind closed doors in the public. He's a gentleman, but he like to please his woman. He just do like a little, you know what I'm saying, a little chumping, a little munching and stuff like that. You know?
Wow, damn, we're going to have to get him some for that. God dang, chumping and a munching.
That's some iTunes.
It's Hercules.
Well.
Wow. Pac-Man, woo, I think every woman needs a Pac-Man in their life, for real.
Yeah. That's basically what the song is talking about. You know, every woman needs a Pac-Man in their life. And if you're not a Pac-Man, you know, me and H-Town, we will take your girl, but we most definitely are Pac-Mans, you know what I'm saying?
Damn!
What?
Get you one in your life.
Well, y'all need to go ahead and shout out y'all Twitters.
For real, put your Twitter out there. Put your Twitter, put the contact out there. Pac-Man.
Yo, they can hit us up at H-Town for life, at H-Town, number 4 life, you know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. Hold on, let's go ahead and add that Twitter. Everybody needs to be following them right now at this moment. Repeat that on Twitter again, fam.
At H-Town for life.
H-Town. Number 4?
Yes.
Okay, at H-Town for Life. Everybody needs to be following H-Town at H-Town for Life. Definitely, man. Go ahead and support that, man. Support the album and everything like that. You know, being in the industry, you got good days and you got bad days. What do you feel was the hardest adversity that you guys had to deal with, just dealing with the industry in general? Being in the industry, you know, what do you feel was the hardest adversity that you guys had to deal with, you know, being in the industry?
I think the politics of it now it's more about the politics of it. It's like now it's not even about, it's not really about whether you have a hit or not. It's whether they want to play it or not. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different ball game now.
So I mean, you know, also with the change of the transition, you know, when you guys were coming out at the time, it was almost like a balance. When it, you know, it was almost like a balance when with the R&B you had, you know, the R&B, and then you know you had the rap, but it wasn't like almost like a collision, like you guys were competing against each other. You guys had like your own lane, and you're like, oh, you know, these are great R&B singers, and you got the rappers, but now it's like almost like, in these day and age, it's almost like a competition or more of a merging, you know. I mean, there were mergings back in the day, but, you know, everybody, it was balanced out. How do you feel about the music industry nowadays? Like, you know, do you feel like it's a competition? Do you feel like it's more opportunities for R&B singers? How you look at it right now?
Where'd you?
I mean, I think it's like I say again, I go back to the politics of it. Like, no matter if you have a hit record, it's a hit. You know, it's like it's up to them if they want to play it or not. It's like how their personal feelings get in the way of real music. I mean, it's like you call on the radio station requesting the song, and the song is still not being played to you. So it's not diverse as it used to be. You know, where mm-hmm. you can identify H-Town, Silk, and Shy. You knew who it was when you heard those songs. You knew exactly who that was. But
mm-hmm.
these days, you can't tell who it is. You can't tell who T-Pain is these days. You know, there's so many of them out there, you know. So I guess the diversity is gone right now. Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of carbon copies out there.
Carbon copies, definitely.
We need a lot more originality, you know what I'm saying? Everybody step their game up and, you know, give the fans what they want, you know. More originality, more real, grown, and sexy R&B, or whatever you try and do, rap, hip-hop, you know, be original and do your thing.
That's what it is. Ebony, you got a question? Yeah,
well, you guys are definitely original, definitely, and I'm digging the flavor of that single that y'all played, you know, Knocking Off the Heels, because you kept it to what we remember, you know what I'm saying? You gave the fans what they remembered, you know what I'm saying? You
right.
changed it up, but you still, the foundation was still there, so I appreciate y'all definitely for that one. I want you to let our listeners know, because I was reading regarding your, you holding a major percentage or halfway the percentage of your master. So I just want you to let our listeners know, you know, because the music business is a business. So talk to, you know, the listeners about, you know, getting your business together.
Basically,
how that came about.
That was basically, you know, just something at the time, you know, that our lawyers, you know, each time we actually that song Thin Line Between Love and Hate helped us kind of cut, they was able to cut a deal like that, because we had landed a number two song on the charts, and we was not even signed to nobody. And we was free agents because our company had went bankruptcy, so we was doing soundtracks to keep our face out there, you know what I'm saying? And then it's like a lot of labels started coming at us, you know, everybody was fighting over us, trying to sign us. And we was like, well, if you want to sign us that bad, you know, our lawyers like, you know, we want to own our, we put a Ray Charles, and we want to own our masters, you know what I'm saying? So at the time, you know, we was so in demand, and they basically just gave us, you know, we ended up getting 50% ownership of all our, you know, what we wanted of all our old catalog and our songs and stuff like that. So it was a good look. So, you know, it pays off for today. So, you know, it just, I would just tell a lot of the artists today, man, just, first of all, you better save whatever money you do get, because, you know, you don't really be hot always, and try to be a group to kind of make classes when you can. Regardless if you're hot or not, you can still always go out there and work and get some shows or something like that, you know what I'm saying? But I think every artist today should look into, you know, trying to get their masters in publishing and stuff like that. You know, get a good lawyer that knows about that, and they should try to get all that type of stuff, you know?
Definitely. And also, when will you guys be announcing the tours?
We're trying to get something to kick off this summer sometime. So that'll be coming up real soon, maybe like around July. We're trying to get put some stuff together, hopefully with Jodeci and Silk and even Drew Hill and Jack.
Oh
wow!
Woo! We're gonna be hollering y'all about that joint. Bang! Bang! Wow!
Y'all is doing it.
Man.
You know, it's about time, though. It needs to be done. It definitely
needs to be done. The world is missing y'all, for real. Definitely. The world is missing you guys, for real. And we definitely honored to have you guys on here. You guys could be anywhere else, but you're live on Lush Radio Online right now. And, you know, we pay homage to you guys, for real, because you guys set the standard. You know, yeah, you came out with the timeline. Everybody remembers, you know, y'all had the time when you had Silk, you had Jodeci, Ace Town, Shy. I mean, y'all guys, man, like, I mean, Ace Town, classic. Somebody rocking, knocking the booth. My program manager, Cookie NYC on Twitter, said definitely shout out to y'all guys, salute to y'all guys, and she said hi because she don't want me to bring her up on the line.
Tell her thanks for having us, you know what I'm saying? Come back maybe when we drop a new album, baby, that new album or something when you're ready to drop it, so you know.
Yeah, we got a call on the line real quick from Jersey. I think they got a couple words for you. Caller from the 862, you're live in the building with H-Town, live on Lush Radio 9. What's good? 862, what's good? 862.
You're on the line.
862, you're on the line. I guess they either got themselves on mute or they either doing something. 862. Alrighty then. Thanks for calling, 862. They're definitely live on the line with Ace Town. Ace Town, if you can give these young cats any advice, you know, I know we talked about the business and everything, but if there's any advice that you want to just tell these young people getting into the industry, what would it be?
I would say just grind hard and do what it do and be original and get a good business team. You know what I'm saying? Get a good lawyer, a good manager, get with a good record company that's going to support you 100%, because a lot of record companies would just push you out there like you know how to push a little baby out there and let them walk. A lot of these things are doing that kind of like doing it to your music. They'll push it out there and see what it ride, and if it doesn't float, they'll just drop you like a bad habit. So basically, just get a record company that could be 100% behind you no matter what. You know what I'm saying? And a good manager and a good lawyer and a good publicist, you know, it's just all around. Get a good business team and you should be good.
Yeah, man. I'm just definitely, you know, happy to have you guys. And we definitely support that. Once again, can you tell everybody how they can check out all of your stuff and everything that you got going on?
Well, you need to check it. You can check it out on our Twitter. You know, we update it every day on where our show is at, where we're going to be at, this and that and the other. It's at H-Town for Life, you know. And also, you can check us out on, we got our own website, htownlegends.com is our website.
Oh, okay.
htownlegends.com, which will direct you to our Facebook and our MySpaces and our Twitter, so you can get everything there too as well, you know.
That's what it is. We're going to try 862 once again and see if they on the line. 862, you there? 862, you there? All right. We're going to see if Cookie wants. She don't want to get on the line. Cookie, you want to say hi to Ace Town?
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you? I love you guys. I love you with all my heart, and I've been listening to you since I was young. Since I was very little, since 1991. Yeah, I was like 6 or 7, something like that. But, yeah, I just want to tell you I love you guys. I didn't have much to say, but I love you, and I miss Dino. I love him.
For real. Rest in peace, Dino, for real, seriously.
Definitely.
You know? Definitely. So, see, I told you was going to say something to them. Stop playing. Oh, man. But we're going to give them the classic, somebody rocking, knocking the boots, you know.
Yeah.
And we're going to, you know, give them our final thoughts, you know what I'm saying, once we come back from somebody rocking, knocking the boots. Because I need to have a flashback for a second. You know, I need a flashback so I can remember where I was at the time.
And what you was doing.
What I was doing. What was I doing?
somebody rocking, knocking the boots. You're live right now with H-Town. I'm talking about R&B legends, classic, and they're coming back. Y'all thought they was hot back then in the 90s. They're giving y'all some hot music in 2010. Watch out, baby. You heard me? We got the one and only H-Town live in the building, and we're going to take it back with a classic. I'm going to make your ear dance, baby. Knocking boots.
Yeah. We're doing this one for all the ladies. H-Town boys. Kicking it with my boy Luke. For the 9-3, you know what I'm saying? Because we will be knocking the boots. G.I., Shazam, Dino. They gon' do a little something for you real sexy, like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, check the verse.
Last night I thought back when we made good love. Listening to some more of the game all night long. Now I want that whole thing back. Make these moments once again a fact. Good love invited, rocking, knocking boots all night long. Hey. Making love until we're tired to the break of dawn. But oh, come on, oh, come on, turn the lights down and let me get on it. Yeah. Cause when I do to me and you, it'll be so right. Some good love.
Somebody rocking, knocking their boots.
Give me some good love.
Somebody rocking,
somebody rocking, baby. Give me some good love.
Somebody rocking, knocking their boots.
That's all I need. Give me some good love. I'm so addicted to making love to you, baby. Oh, man, long, baby. Oh, man, long, 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 long. Yeah. Good loving body, rocking, knocking boots all night long. Making love until we're tired to the break of dawn. But oh, come on, come on. Some good love.
Somebody rocking, knocking their boots.
Give me some good love.
Somebody rocking, knocking their boots.
That's all I want, baby, yeah. Give me some good love.
Somebody rocking, knocking
their boots.
Somebody
rocking, knocking their boots. Give me some good love. Give me some good love.
Somebody rocking, knocking their boots.
Some sweet rocking. I'm ready.
Somebody rocking, knocking their boots.
Oh,
Yo, what up? This Amiz, and you rocking out with my girl on LushRadioOnline.com. The energy in here is crazy, baby. I love it. Famous Enterprises, Amiz.
You already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, Lush Radio Online with the beautiful Ebony and H-Town, the classic live in the building. I just want to let y'all know, where were you at when that song hit the... Did you hear how aggressively they was like, yo, I just want to... And did you hear that high note? They hit that joint right there, man. You know what I'm saying? Somebody rocking, knocking the boost. All I'm saying is that, you know, if you're making babies or you made babies at that time, I know where I was at. I know where I was at. You know what I'm saying? Somebody rock. H-Town, they on the line. You better call in. 347-826-7722. Yeah. H-Town. Yeah. Throw the panties on them. Yeah. We going to the line. What's up, fellas? Oh, man.
Y'all enjoying yourselves.
Oh, man.
Most definitely.
I want to know who was hitting that high note on that joint right there. Who hit that high note? Man, Shazam. Shazam, you think you can still hit that joint for us? You think you can hit it real quick?
I can hear it right now, but I can hear it.
No,
you gotta come see me live in concert.
I'm gonna come see you live in concert. You just let me know.
Let us know
when you come into the West Coast. That's all I need to know. When you come into the West Coast, that's all. Just let me know on Twitter.
The tour, I think it'll be coming through there.
That's what it is.
You get on our Twitter, G.I. I'll let you know all our Twitter dates. You be the one tweeting, so.
I know. I talked to G.I. on Twitter.
That's what it is. We're still getting it in. It's a lot of tours that's in the making right now that's pending. We have a tour we're putting together with H-Town, Bobby Brown, Abby Shore, and possibly John.
Wow.
Wow.
What y'all got to do? Let me tell you. Each time that y'all getting ready to have a show, y'all just got to call in. Shout out to Jay Bell for this interview and giving us the connection to you guys. But each time, you have to just let us know, and we will blast that on the radio.
We will blast that. We will send out the flyers, everything. Just send that to us.
We're going to be your personal marketing.
Definitely. We support it.
We got you now. We're following you now on Twitter, so we got you.
Yeah,
make Lush Radio Online.
Make sure you're following Lush Radio Online too.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm gonna put the whole squad on there on y'all timeline so y'all can see and follow the whole squad because we go hard. We got a whole Twitter crew, and they go bananas on Twitter. So anything you're doing,
we have them.
What it is, man.
I think we definitely gonna support it. We got a
caller from the 610, you're live with H-Town, man. What's goody?
Uh-oh. It's that WizKid checking in with you. What's going on, everybody?
What's good, WizKid?
How you doing, H-Town, Lush, Ebony?
Baby.
You know I do my homework. So H-Town, I'm on your heels, man. I'm checking in with you, and I see he's got a lot of awards. I mean, you guys have been doing major things for a long, long time. Most recently, I see you guys, song-wise, listed, 2009, Call Me Mr. Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. You guys got new projects right now?
Well, you know, new projects right now is with Jodeci.
Pretty much
knocking your heels. You got the heels knocking your heels. You know, you got to get that.
You got to be kidding me.
I'll be sliding you over that with, so you can get that one right there. That joint's hot.
Yeah. I'm glad to be on the phone with you guys. You guys are inspiration to me. And since I've been coming up, so I thank you guys for everything he's ever done for music, period.
That's what it is, man.
Appreciate all the love, for sure.
That's what it is. That's that WizKid calling in from the Philly area right there. I'm going to go ahead and try this Jersey number real quick. Jersey, you in the building. What's good?
862 Jersey, this Irvington all day.
What's good, Future Guru? I have a co-host. What's good, fam?
Future Guru 100 in the building. Shout out to H-Town, Lush Radio Online. Shout out to Ebenezer and Cookie. I heard Cookie. I had to run away from the phone. I mean, y'all was had it so hot. I mean, it was hot when I had y'all on speaker. Then I had to run out. Came back. Y'all was still flaming. Y'all was rocking and knocking the booze joint. Let's ask the question. What was we doing, man? I had the hottest little red man. Redbone was so fire. Shout out to Carol, my baby. Listen, it was. I'm talking about. Now I was doing my thing, man. Two whips.
Okay, all right.
That was the song. That was the jam. I was really highlighting right there. So
that was what you was doing when you first heard that song. You had a red bone.
Oh man, I was too cool, man. The young cat with two whips, whatever. So and I had that was a power move song right there. That really did it. That was the statement. That was the statement I needed to make with all that. What's up, H-Town? Follow me on Twitter, man. It's Future Guru 100, and we're going to support you, man. My ladies already said it the best. Our team go crazy on Twitter. So from
okay,
there, follow the team. Follow Lush Radio online. That's all you got to do. Ebenezer and Cookie NYC. You already know.
That's
Cookie
what it
NYC.
Is.
I got you.
Yo, that's a good look, Lush, having H-Town. I've been Twittering like crazy since I had to run away and come back to the phone. I ain't want y'all to think I dropped off the earth, man. I was around.
That's what it is, man. And H-Town, I know you guys are, busy and everything because I know y'all in the studio doing your thing, but we definitely proud of y'all. We support y'all, man, and I'm gonna definitely get that video that you guys got and definitely put it on the website and support that video, man, for real. Cause that's what we need, man. We need that real R&B, that real music, and we definitely support y'all, man. Anything that y'all doing, Mikasa, Sukasa, let Lush Radio be your home, man. Anything updates, anything that we can support you with, man, hit us up. Seriously.
Most definitely. Appreciate all
that's
the
what
love.
It is. Man. You know, H-Town. Go ahead, babe. What'd you say?
I said we're gonna keep supporting y'all as well. Thanks for all the love, and we still here. And I want everybody to know, if you want real R&B to come back, you gotta request it. You gotta request it like until it breaks. You know what I'm saying? Because the radio is in a crazy position right now. We gotta bring it back to that real R&B. You know what I'm saying? That grown and sexy.
What it is, man. Especially when you're talking about Pac-Man out this joint. God dang. Well, to me and say, I'm a Pac-Man, Jesus, I will fall out. Man, we love y'all, we support y'all, man. Any final words for Cookie, you got any final words for H-Town before they bounce?
I love you and I love you more. Cookie, it's crazy. What's up, Cookie?
For
y'all too.
That's what it is. Cookie off the.
Thank you for coming on and blessing us. Definitely. We do appreciate that.
That's what it is. Guru, any final thoughts for H-Town?
Keep doing what you do. We needed that interlude was so so smooth for me, man. Rocking and knocking the boots. That's the new update on Twitter, man. I'm gonna pop that off. Trending topic, knocking the boots.
You know what I mean? Well, you know what I'm saying?
Go on with the next. That's how we do, man. We love it.
They knocking the boots, and they knocking your heels off, and they Pac-Man. Come on, man. What? Get out of here.
What can you ask for?
Doing it
who
big.
Who does that?
And
come on, man.
H-Town. I always love that name, H-Town. That was it, man.
That was
fast. That was a great mark. That was a play. That was a good play. That was real to it. They stayed real to it. And the song is a phrase and the statement is forever. It's a classic, man. That's real.
Definitely.
H-Town.
WizKid, you got a final thought for H-Town?
Yes. Thank you, fellas, because you were around when I had my first lady friend. You understand?
Hey, yo.
God.
Okay. Now, what was the inspiration behind that song?
Which song? Knocking the Boots?
The Knocking the Boots, yes.
I don't know. I think our mind was in the gutter. We were still in high school.
Freaks, man. They was freaks back in the day, dog.
I think I said our mind was in the gutter. We were still in high school.
I just want to ask one question. Did you know you was making that type of song when you saw those late night commercials? Like, it could be like that little soulful ballads and the songs is going up at the, you know, at the end, and H-Town knocking the boots. Make sure you get that on the label, $9.99. You know how you, that's classic music, man. That's when those songs come on and you see those songs going up and those classic soul ballads. That's going to be one of them going up that you hear when the commercials is on late night.
Yeah.
That type of song.
I love that record for that, man. I love that record for that. It's supposed to be there, fellas. That's what I'm talking about.
All I'm saying is that, you know what I'm saying, y'all better pay y'all child support because I'm just letting y'all know that they making babies. They got people out here making babies for real. They really making some babies out here off this song, this music.
Still.
You know? I know I wasn't made off that joint, but but I know a couple people have babies off that joint, man. You know what I mean? I remember where I was at. I think I was like maybe like, you know, in either junior high school or high school, and I heard that joint. And I was like, I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna be honest. I had a crush on all of them. You know what I mean? When I was coming up, you was like, oh damn, look at these.
Oh, yeah, they blue outfit with their shirts. You remember when they had their blue outfit on and they had their chest all out? Mm-hmm.
Yes, they was always showing their chestuses. I was like, always showing their chest.
I just got the Twitter. That's what's up. Y'all killing them with that, Lush. You killing them, Lush.
Yo, H-Town.
I'm about to light the Twitter up, man. I just got to say, Lush, you're doing a wonderful job.
Hey, man.
Keep rocking and knocking the boots, man.
Yo, we just got to salute Ebony for making that contact. You know what I'm saying? For real, because this is classic right here. This is a classic.
Word.
You know, it's going to be archived. It's going to be spread all over there. We're going to go snatch up the video and post that out and support them. But I know they got to go and do their thing, man, because I know they working hard, man, to drop these albums out, man. We ready, man. We support you. We salute you, man. H-Town, baby. Who does it?
Loving that shit. Uh-huh. Hey, listen. All our listeners is loving this right now, man. Blown up. H-Town for life, everybody, on Twitter. I just put it on my Twitter. I recognize already. H-Town for life. With the number 4.
Uh-huh. Definitely is. Make sure y'all following them, because if y'all not, we're going to have a problem. H-Town in the building. We need all them Twitters. They need to be having like 5-something million people on their Twitter right now, son. Like retarded.
Somebody just put a nice tweet together. Shout out. I'm going to find out who did that tweet. But they also added the website, www.htownlegends.com. We definitely supporting that. I just retweeted it, and definitely going to get that credit up there. Let's go. You know what?
That's what it is, man. I know they got to go through their thing. We love y'all, man. That's what it is, man. H-Town in the building.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I want everybody get ready for this Growing Sexy album because it's coming, and you won't be disappointed.
That's what it is, man. I know we won't be disappointed when you're talking about Pac-Man. You know what I'm saying? Or that's my head already now.
I know. I won't be disappointed.
Hell no.
We might have been under the radar, but we never left. You know what I'm saying? We've always been on the road touring. You know, even if we didn't have a new song on the radio, we still was out here doing shows. We still doing shows today. You know what I'm saying? We thank all the fans for still supporting us on that. You know, shows still selling out. 98% women. You know, so it's still going hard.
I know them women going retarded, man. When they see H-Town, and I'm gonna tell all the ladies that's listening right now. I mean, you think they was looking good back in? They still looking fine, man. You got Shazam looking all caramelly, and then you got your man G.I. looking all chocolatey up in there. So they still looking good, baby. So y'all need to support
looking
that.
Like
fine.
Looking like a caramel mocha together.
Yeah.
You know, we still got to keep it growing sexy for the ladies. We got to keep it growing sexy. You know.
Yeah, man. Hey, I know it's sold out with the ladies, man. For real, I just pray that the guy, everything that you guys want in life comes to pass, and you guys definitely, you know, get what you guys, you know, want and deserve, man. For real, you deserve it. You guys gave us classics. You guys set the standard, man. Classic for real.
Oh,
yeah.
Most definitely, Dave. It's all good. We're gonna keep bringing them back to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Put them back down.
That's what it is.
That's
Appreciate y'all, man. Talk to y'all on the flip side. We'll talk to y'all on the flip side. Appreciate y'all for real, man.
We will be keeping y'all updated and doing what it do. And you know what I'm saying? When it's time to release this album, we're going to come back on the show and do a whole album listening party with you guys.
Oh, man.
Oh, shut up.
Okay. Oh, I'm excited.
Hurry up and get the album together.
Hurry up and get the album together. We may go ahead and get this listening party together. And get So we make sure that we'll go hard on the promotion when you guys get the album ready. We'll do the listening party and we'll go hard on the promotion, you know, a little early in the game so they can get, you know, notice about it and stuff. Appreciate y'all, man. For real. That's what's up, man. Love y'all, man. H-Town is live in the building. Oh, my God, y'all. Whew. Girl, Ebony, Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. H-Town.
D-I-S, bam. That's what it is. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Cookie, I know you over there acting all shy and stuff, girl. Cookie just said, I love y'all. I love y'all. Cookie, you still there, boo?
Yeah, I'm here. I mean, I didn't know what to say. I mean, I never know hardly what to say, but I just, you know, had to give my shout out, you know, to them.
Well, I just got. They still looking fine, man. They fine as wine, player.
Mm-mm. Yeah, and they still look the same. They don't look like
yeah.
they changed or anything. Yeah. And they look yeah. real, you know, delicious.
Yeah. Mm, like,
delicious.
Ow.
What, country? What's
hot? They are looking hot. I'm just telling you, ladies.
Hot with the
they are looking good. And I'm going to tell you, if your lady's birthday is coming up and you really want to make her happy, man, go ahead and buy some tickets to go see an H-Town show, man. Go ahead and buy her some tickets to go to see an H-Town. Maybe you might be scared a little bit because you think they're going to take her from you. But they not, man. You know what I'm saying? They just going to get her a little excited so she can come home to you and just, you know, work it out, work it out, work it out. So you can go ahead and take them heels off. But maybe you should be a Pac-Man. Because they might snatch a woman up. I don't know. But you know what I'm saying? In the words of H-Town, hey, be a Pac-Man. Hey, woman needs a Pac-Man, baby. Hey, yo, Guru, how you think about that, man, with H-Town coming on the show, man? That was classic right there, man.
It was live. It was a classic. It was definitely a stone groove. You already know, like they said in that other joint, you know, so that definitely is a timeless record, man. I just want to stress that to the people that don't know that record, go check it out, man. You know these are the times that this like this record should be back in effect. I don't even care, like it could go with any movie, it could go in any movie soundtrack. It's just a timeless record, man.
That's what it is.
I'm feeling that track. I'm feeling the whole group. We know that, you know, the effort is there, that they working. And if it was all three of them was here, there'd still be some unity there. And just, you know, you just got to respect that, man. You got to respect the cats being together, holding it down. And when they came out on the set, that you could tell. It was that fire.
Definitely. We also have a interview. We also got an interview with Lyric, upcoming artist, that's going to be live on our show in a few minutes and everything. That definitely, they're going to be live on the show in a few. Like I said, man, we had H-Town live in the building, classic show. That Wizkid, what did you think about H-Town, man? You know, I mean, wow, H-Town. How'd you feel about that? That Wizkid.
Major. It's definitely major. Uncle Luke, me and Tooth, you know, we got a lot of respect for him. So his whole camp, we definitely deal with. And I can't believe how much history they got. That song you're talking about now was a number one hit on the Billboard charts and R&B charts from 1993. Got them Soul Train Music Awards, MTV Awards, Billboard Awards. And then so all the way through the years, like, they've continued to make hits that landed on the charts.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, and the one thing I really truly, another thing I respect truly about them is for them, you know, retaining their masters, because you know how much it was messed up in the music industry where most
mm-hmm.
artists weren't able to get their masters and they were stuck in different situations. But the fact that they were, you know, they had their business together and they retained the majority of their masters, I really salute them on them being having their business together, seriously. You know, that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, H-Town, man. Come on now. H-Town, who does that? We are bringing legends on this show, man. From hip-hop to R&B to actors to comedians. Like, this is serious right here. Let's Radio Online, man. Don't test us. We all the way turned up. For real.
For Siggity.
Eric is supposed to be calling in the show in a few. But I think what y'all think about playing that H-Town new joint again? I'm going to go ahead and play that again because I'm feeling that joint. So I'm going to go ahead and play it. And we might even play that joint on our Hot or Not on Friday. I'm going to go ahead and play this joint. This new one right here is from H-Town. If you're just tuning in and you didn't get to hear this, H-Town has a new joint right here. You know, before they were knocking boots. You know, now they're knocking your heels off. So, you know, that stuff got to be powerful if they're knocking your heels off now. So they're knocking your heels off. And this one, they got Pretty Ricky on here. They got the classic Jodeci on this joint. Like, come on. They were like the both of the classics back in the day. Now, and, you know, and they also had. So I'm going to go ahead and play this joint right here. It's a new joint from H-Town. With Jodeci, H-Town, and Pretty Ricky. You already know what it is. And we'll be back. Hopefully we'll have Lyric Live on the line with us. You already know what it is.
Baby Blue on the track. Music Royale.
Come on. Keep your heels on.
Devontae.
Pretty Ricky. Baby, 'cause tonight is going down. I got it, and it's ready, baby.
Ready, baby,
to take you to your highest high. Lay your sexy body down in my bed,
in my bed,
with your secrets in your high heels on.
Heels on.
Baby, it's gonna be a special night
tonight,
'cause girl.
Keep
E2K, y ahora están escuchando Lush Radio. What, you didn't know what I said? You are now listening to LushRadioOnline.com.
It's your boy, Special Ed. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl, Lush, on Lush Radio Online.
You already know we get y'all classics here, man. And we had H-Town live in the building. We had Shazam! And G.I. live in the building on Lush Radio Online. And we're going to have the wonderful up-and-coming artist, Lyric, representing the New York area coming through. He got an upcoming mixtape and situation going down. So he's going to be live on the line on Lush Radio Online. Classic. That joint was hot. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, yeah. Ooh. I love that guy right there. Ace style. Pac-Man. I need to find me a Pac-Man, Ebony. Damn.
I need to find one, too.
H-Town for life on Twitter. Make sure you following them. Damn. Woo. Man, they knocked my heels off already just hearing the fact that they Pac-Man. But anyway.
Okay. And they can knock the boots too. They tell it to TMI. And that means
TMI. Each town, man. Whoo, I got chills, player. I got chills.
And then how about the listening party?
Oh, we gonna have a when we had a listening party. All I'm saying is that, ladies, make sure you get your towels like they said. Okay, get your towels.
We making it real wet.
Hey, good. What's good, man?
Yeah, I'm tweeting y'all because y'all going in. I said, Lush Radio is turned all the way up, y'all. This is crazy. So, Lush.
For real.
I'm going in. Lush, know it. Do what y'all, I mean, you doing it the best, Lush. That's it. That's it. I mean, you should be turned up. I know that. I know
that's what it is, man. And with. We got the wonderful, we got an up and coming artist, the one and only Lyric, live in the building. We're gonna go ahead and see if we can bring him live in the building. Lyric, you live in the building, Lyric.
I'm here. You know what? I gotta be real. I was here in H-Town. I said, oh damn, I gotta thank these dudes for a lot. I gotta thank these dudes for a lot.
Exactly.
That's how real niggas feel like. You know what I mean? I'm playing, man. I'm getting serious with that one.
I thought I was going to talk crazy. No.
Lyrics. Let me talk to H-Town real quick and let them know I appreciate them.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, he know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate them brothers, man.
I appreciate that comment right there, bro. What's your name? What's your Twitter, man?
It's
Lyrics
right there, man.
It's Lyrics, man.
Lyrics right there, man. You've been going ham on Twitter for.
Appreciate that. You know I'm going in for you, dog. That's what's
yo,
good right
always,
there.
Man. Y'all do the damn thing, man. And that H-Town interview was crazy right there, man. That was dope.
You like that shit, man.
That's what's up, man. Let me go ahead and give you some Lush Radio love real quick, man.
Go ahead. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's cool.
That's how you said that. You made me feel. You made me feel at ease.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got any shout-outs and everything, Lyric, before we get into it, babe?
Well, first and foremost, shout-out to y'all Lush Radio, man. Y'all do the thing, man. We jumped on board with y'all, and it was bananas, man. I'm glad to be a part of it, you know what I mean? Real dope stuff. And just shout out to my team, A. Shanero, Thirsty McGurk, my man 01, and All Great Mind Society. That's just a collective of different artists and, you know, photographers and whatnot, web designers, just all coming together trying to help each other out, man. And that's real dope right there.
That's what it is, man. Do you hear that testimony? Do you hear that testimony right there from Lick? We ain't playing no games out here.
Nah.
Act like you know.
Nah,
welcome
sleep.
To the show. Welcome
do
to
not
the show,
sleep.
Man.
Thanks,
word
brother.
Up.
Thanks, man.
Love
don't sleep.
Radio
let's
family,
do
man.
It. Y'all do it, man.
What's going on, Lyric? Nice to have you on the show.
Thank you. What's going on with
we
you?
We got all the co-hosts on here. We got Ebony representing the Cali area, Future School representing the Jersey area, and we got that WizKid representing the Philly area.
Okay.
You know, definitely live and on the team. So Lyric, man, tell us, you know what I'm saying, about you, what inspired you to get into the music business and everything like that, and let everybody where you repping and where you hailing from, man. Let them know.
All right, well, I'm from Brooklyn, man. Brooklyn, New York, raised,
okay.
Man. Yeah, you know, I'm out here representing Flatbush area. You know, that's where I grew up at. So, you know, that's just where I'm at. I'm hailing from there. I'm what got me in the game, basically, I've been doing this for a minute, to be honest, like from high school up on. And then, you know, you sit down with a couple of suits, and they tell you a little something different. And then, you know, kind of discourage you. So I actually walked away. I walked away for a good 3-4 years. I was like, nah, I don't even want to mess with hip-hop. Then I was fooling myself. You know, I went up, did the school thing, was sitting there. I said, yo, man, why am I even lying to myself? So I just, let me throw my hat back in there. Luckily, I hooked up with my team because we knew each other from back when. We all from Brooklyn. My man, H. De Niro. And he got me hooked up with Dursey McGurk. And after that, we just started hitting the studio and knocking shit out.
That's what it is.
Definitely just getting in there. So I've been like a train, man. I'm trying to catch up to y'all level, but I've been like a steam train. Just not stopping. But it's crazy when you see somebody going in. I'm like, oh, man, I need to get up on it.
we are moving locomotives.
y'all don't play, man. Y'all don't play for real.
That's what it is.
Thank you.
That's what it is. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to Cookie. Cookie, you got a question for Lyric? I'm tripping.
You know what, though?
I'm thinking about Pac-Man. I'm thinking about this situation.
You're thinking about Pac-Man and cookies. Where your mind at? Like, where your mind at?
Milk and cookies.
You
want to
record with some cookies on you and then do the Pac-Man?
Milk and cookies.
Oh, no.
Let me throw it over there to Ebony, my bad. Milk and cookies.
I'm glad they were going. They brought the energy with them. That's what's up.
Well,
we always turned up like this, though. Anyway, it's always like this.
That's true.
We was just high. We was just kind of high, kind of little, you know. We had to dry ourselves off a little bit. That's about it.
I ain't mad at that.
But, Lyric, so you said that you was, you know, you wanted to do away with it, and then you put your hat back in there. So how did you, you know, decide that was what you really wanted to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, what brought you back to that point? Besides, you know, we know you can't lie to yourself. You always got to be real to yourself. So what was the exact point where you was just like, I got to, you know.
I got to get back in there?
Was it like the music that you heard, or was it the designer that you had, and you was like, I can do better than, you know, what they doing?
A little bit of that, but a whole lot of it came to the point where I done everything. And I'm telling y'all, I done held any type of job you can name. I probably had it, from working in the office to cleaning jail cells at one point, just trying to do something else. And, you know, every time you figure you're gonna come across something that you like and say, okay, this is it. This is what I'm going to do. And I said, nah. I was still writing within the whole 4 years that I wasn't, you know, like recording nothing. I still had songs. So I had 4 years worth of tracks just like built up. And just finally one day I said, yo, I need to stop fooling myself. I was actually sitting up in class. I was going to NYU. And, you know, you look around, these dudes raising their hand, and they mad excited to answer the questions or whatever. And I said, yo, I don't give a crap about nothing that's going on in here. And that was the end of it, you know. And no shots at school or nothing like that, but it's just what was I doing wasn't for me. So I was like, all right, let me follow my heart. It sounds corny, but that's what it was.
Ow.
The passion drove you back. Your love is hip hop. That's what it is.
Hey, I love my hip hop too, man. Me and hip hop stuck like glue. You already know what we do, boo boo. I'm gonna go ahead and bring in my boy Future Guru Guru. You got a question for Lyric?
Of course, just glad that people was in this game that's staying real, because it sounds like, you know, when you say BK in Brooklyn, you know, that's really what it is. And people know from me on Twitter, it's not a game when I rock with Brooklyn, because, you know, my roots is in Brooklyn. You know, my aunt lived there for 40 years, and I was back and forth with Jersey and Brooklyn a lot in my life, man.
Okay.
So I really appreciate this Brooklyn thing. I got a lot going on with Brooklyn. I'm supporting it. And I'm tuning in to what he said about his crew and his cast of help and resources and networking, and it struck me real cool that he mentioned photographers and designers and artists and web designers. So just give people an idea how important that is to have a presentation and to work on. I mean, like, if you didn't just come back and have this kind of network to say, okay, I'm a half step in. No, you surrounded yourself with somebody that you know you want to trust and work with.
Yeah, you know what it was. The whole idea between the great minds, you know, you heard the saying, great minds think alike, and we all trying to attain whatever goal it is, you know, take it to the next level. So just turns out, you know, I'm sitting down and I'm hanging with a man who does photography and does film, and, you know, I do hip-hop music, but I said, yo, you know, let's hook up. Like, you know, would you mind shooting me? At first he was reluctant because he figured it was a certain way you got to shoot hip hop cats or whatever. I said, nah, I didn't even like that, man. Just come out, we have a good time, you know that. And we did. Then from there, you know, met a web designer who, you know, looking to do some work and just basically looking to get his name out there as well. So we just started hooking up and, you know, started interlinking everybody. So now it's like, okay, if I know that my man rhymes or my man or homegirl does modeling, I could hook up with this photographer and they could talk. And just being around people that's constantly moving and being around people that's, like, just doing what they do, it just motivates you to do more. That's why when I saw Ya, I was like, damn, you know, I started writing for the next album already, you know. I was just going in. I was like, yeah, I'm going in. I got to go in, too. That's just how it is. I like to surround myself with that energy because it keeps me moving, definitely. Definitely. If it's one thing I learned, man, if dudes ain't moving or, you know, they don't look like they're going to, you got to cut them off, catch them on the way back, you know, something like that.
Oh, man.
Like that.
Wait a minute. That's another show, man. Ooh.
Catch them on the way back,
hold,
you know.
Up. And then they make sidewinder moves. Come on, man.
That's a whole nother show, man.
You know, we out there on the side trying to jump on the train.
I can't even stop. I don't even want to stop you. But that is a whole nother show.
For real, real talk. That Whiskey, you got a question for Lyric?
Who's on this show, yo?
That Whiskey, you got a question for Lyric?
Of course, of course. What up, Lyrics?
What's up, Wiz? What's going on, man?
I hear everybody on the line. I got to start out with your motto. Rhyme is a terrible thing to waste.
Yes, sir.
I can dig that, man.
Yeah,
that's pretty thorough right there. I peeped you all the way through, bro. I see you got some songs. This is me.
Yeah.
Rip Fire.
Yeah.
And I'm a Paul too.
Yeah.
I'm down with them joints, man.
Yo, thank you, man. I appreciate that. I really appreciate that. Just you know what? To me personally, rhyme and mind was the same thing. You know what I mean? And that's why I came up with the motto, because I was just kind of wasting myself. You know, just like, yo. Not tooting my own horn, but this is what I do, and I'm letting it go, get it away. So I said, you know, rhyme's a terrible thing to waste. You know, if you got it, well, I if I would have thought about it now, I probably would have said a grind's a terrible thing to waste. But you know,
so true.
Y'all already know that, so yeah, y'all live it.
That's what it is.
I feel you on your quote, man, all day. Shout out to Lush Radio.
Yeah, big shout out.
This is my family right here. I love them to death. Shout out to DJ Truth, the whole squad. Shout out to Ransom on the Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Cartier and everything, you know, everybody on the Twitter, H De Niro, H underscore De Niro, the whole fam that's on Twitter going retarded right now. They're going bananas.
You know, I'm going to go ahead and give y'all a little taste of my man, Lyric. He's pushing this joint right here. This is me. You know what I'm saying? I want y'all to hear this, man. I want you to go ahead and introduce this, Lyric.
Yo, what's going on? It's your boy, Lyrics. Right now, you're about to listen to This Is Me, produced by DJ Corbett. Check it out, man. Y'all going to love it.
Chip!
My flaws and all, the mirror ain't mine, y'all. This is me, this is me, this is me. Trying not to let the bullshit get to me. Cause this is me, this is me. How do you wanna live the life that was meant for me?
There ain't a soul on this earth without blemish. We can never be perfect, though we made in God's image. And the life that we live in got a limit, so I try to make the best of it as long as I'm in it. Mistakes I'ma make, and it's something I'm okay with. Packaged with a lesson that I hope to walk away with. Ups and downs is something we gotta sway with, else we're gonna drown in the water when the waves hit. A cold world and the times I got colder. Disregarded the angel for the devil on my shoulder. Sometimes selfish, put myself first. Other times I feel zero, ego, my self-worth. I'm bound to figure it out within this lifespan. And through the trials, I just hope you get to understand. I got a plan, but I am only a man. Hoping I get it right while doing the best I can.
Hey, I don't care what they say. I'm just me at the end of the day. With my flaws and all, the mirror ain't lying, y'all. This is me, this is me, this is me. Trying not to let the bullshit get to me. How do you wanna live the life that was meant for me?
I'm just trying to live the life that was meant for me. Enjoy my time before God decides to step for me. Multiply my friends, minimize my enemies. While being myself, not something I pretend to be. A kid at heart, but respect me as a man. Expecting me to stress, I recommend you change your plans. I could give a damn where your thoughts of me land. When I'm looking in the mirror, I'm happy with who I am. I'm not sure what you want from me. I guess it's true, misery loves company. It seems easier to judge than to show a little love. So the only thoughts I care about fall from the above. I'm not trying to let the bullshit get to me. I don't recognize the stripes set in front of me. Steering my life to exactly where I want to be. I just want to live the life that was meant for me.
Hey, I don't care what they say. I'm just me at the end of the day. With my flaws and all, the mirror ain't lying, y'all. This is me, this is me, this is me. Trying not to let the bullshit get to me. Cause this is me, this is me. How do you wanna live the life that was meant for me?
Yo, what's going good with you, man? This your boy, Money Matt, with Stop Beefing Radio. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl, Lush, on Lush Radio Online. You just got officially stamped one.
Yeah, yeah, it's the channel's number one BK Hutstar, your favorite homie, True Son Ali, and I am the voice of Brooklyn. And when I'm in the DMV, you already know who I'm rocking with, Lushy Lush on Lush Radio Online. We got this thing locked, baby.
All I can say is that joint right there, This Is Me, is a classic joint, smooth joint, relaxed joint. I'm feeling that joint. That joint got sustained from your girl, Lushy Lush. And I'm feeling all tingly inside because I'm feeling real hip-hop right now. So tingly right now. Let's go to the lines with my co-host, baby. Ebony, what you think about that, boo-boo?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. That was, like, classic hip-hop, definitely. Definitely.
Oh, my
definitely
God.
On that joint. It really was. You took it back. So, you know, I'm looking to hear more.
Thank you.
You got to send me that on my MP3. I need to bump that on my phone.
Oh,
yes.
Without a doubt. Definitely.
Yeah, we definitely get that to the whole crew. And my boy, Future Guru, what you think about that, fam?
Nah, I just got two words, man. Let's go, man. We already started the promo for my dude, man, and he's really talented, you know, and the concept, you know, when you think about hip-hop, people should really, you know, just listen to it. Take a few minutes to check out what's going on, man. It's more the elements that's involved, man. You know, it's
Thanks,
there's a lot of that going on in the track. So, I mean, this is why it's grabbing us right now. I mean, me and Lush pay real attention to real hip-hop, man. It's not like we just paying a little bit of attention or we hear y'all, man. You know what's going on. We bringing it really, really back. We bringing it back. That's why they rocking with us, man.
Yo, good looking.
It is, man.
Side track, man. Side track, dog.
I might have to play that song again, man. For real.
That's going in, man. She turned
yo.
My man,
the Wiz Kid, what you think about that, fam?
I think that needs to be played in the old school regal, riding through the projects real quick.
For real, man. That joint classic right there,
yo,
man.
Wiz Kid goes in, yo. Wiz Kid
thank
goes
you,
in.
Man.
That's
thanks.
My dude. Wiz Kid, what it is?
You know, another day grinding. I'm definitely with y'all right now. I'm rocking out, and I'm retweeting this, and I'm getting messages to everybody to call in and listen in right now.
That's what it is, man. Yo.
Told you, yo. Shout out to Wiz Kid, that Wiz Kid on Twitter.
Love you, Wiz.
For real.
Respect. We love Cookie. We love Natalia. We love Ebony. We love the whole fam, Guru, that Wiz Kid.
Right.
Everybody, man, that go hard for the whole team, man. This is squad, man. We love our squad, man. For real.
That's true. We love our squad.
I ain't going to say nobody go as hard as us, but, man, we go hard, okay? We don't have to talk
true.
Too much.
Yeah, take it from me, y'all. They go harder. They go harder.
they haven't seen much. We got a lot of things going on, and shout out to everybody that's rocking and networking with us, man. We taking it to the next level. Courtesy Ebony, man. Courtesy,
you gotta respect
our congratulations. The Columbia Princess, man.
Well, man.
That's what's up.
Well, yo, shout out to Ransom in Jersey, you know, saying that, you know, he's a Lush and he's online, yo. That was a classic right there, son. My man showing me love on the Twitter for real, man. I will be in Jersey this Friday and New York, y'all. You know what it is. And I will be out there. It's my birthday, March 19th. March 19th, so don't forget, man. And Lyric, don't forget, man, March 19th. I want the Twitter to get bananas. Do you hear me?
I got you.
Yeah, I can't start Twitter until Lush get here, man. Bump that.
I'm just excited as Lush is.
Woo-woo. Y'all need to stop playing. I'm really going to be, you know what I mean? We got to sit too. Brooklyn,
we gonna take care of you, definitely.
Yo, matter of fact, we'll be in the Marcy Project shooting for mad photo shoots for Vinny Idol's camp. Just in case, and shout out to Money L for real for booking Lush or her talented self and on the photography tip. Shout out to Diverse Media Group, man. And
that's what it
definitely
is.
Definitely let them know we coming to Marcy, man.
That's what it is, man. We'll be in BK, man.
Yeah.
And Lyric, man, you know what I'm saying? Being in the music industry, you know, you got good days, you got bad days. What do you feel is your hardest adversity just dealing with this music industry in general?
You know, this music industry in general?
Mm-hmm.
I would say, to be honest, and that's why I appreciate what Guru's saying, man. Like, if people just take a minute to listen to, you know, what's coming to them. Take a minute. You can either like it or you don't. That's it, you know. And, you know, a lot of people don't even really want to take it that far. So you got to kind of, you got to force it down their throat, which is like me personally, when people send me music or, you know, people are like, yo, check this out, I'll take a minute or two and listen to it. You know, if I'm not feeling it right away, that's it, you know. Sorry, man, you know, next time. But if I'm feeling it, yo, you got to give credit where credit's due. There's a lot of good talent out there, man, that people just sleep on. And open your ears a little bit. It's out there, definitely.
That's all we asking. I like the way you put that. Can't even put that no plainer than that, man.
I appreciate y'all for listening.
Word is bunk.
Yeah, definitely, man.
Shout out to Lush Radio. Who does this, man?
I'm sorry, man.
I'm sorry. My bad.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah,
that's
well,
tough. Man, man.
Ebony, man.
Yo, for
I
real.
I love y'all.
Out of here.
Y'all cool,
man.
That's good.
And look, man, you know, shout out your squad again, man. Shout out
word.
Your squad, your team. And once again, let us know your Twitter and all that information, man, you know, so we can go ham, man. Tell them
yo,
again.
Big, big shout out to the Black Association Music Group, De Niro, Thirsty McGurk, 01, you know, myself, Lyrics. Big shout out to all the great minds. Big shout out to Shy Harris, my man Megatron. Yo, just all y'all holding it down, my man Dialect. It's a lot of names. Y'all know who y'all are if I spoke to you. Don't get mad. And also, big shout out to Lush Radio because y'all go in, you know. So shout out to that whole team over there because y'all do the thing, y'all do the thing. And you can check me out on Twitter. It's Tweets from Lyrics. You know, check me out over there. You can also hit up my MySpace. It's myspace.com. Fill the Lyrics. And check me out, man. I won't disappoint. I try not to. I think we'll have a good time, though. Definitely. Oh, and big shout-out to H-Town. I appreciate y'all. If y'all listening, if you listen later, I owe y'all a lot. So big shout-out to them.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Shout-out to for them being, you know, Pac-Man, man. I mean, this is an inside thing for the ladies, man. Shout-out to all the Pac-Men out there. Shout-out to H-Town.
Woo!
But, like, allowing people to make babies out there, man. You know what I'm saying? People's making babies like, off that. Shout out to H-Town, man.
Yeah, big shout, big shout.
Shout out to the H-Town, to the G.I.
That's one of y'all. But anyway.
What'd you say, Les?
Yo.
Call her back on the flip side.
Yo, if y'all just tuning in with us, we wilding out. We live on Lush Radio Online. We had the one and only, the legendary H-Town live in the building. We have the wonderful up-and-coming artist, Hayne, coming straight out of Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? Your boy Lyric live in the building with us. And he's definitely talking, dropping some jewels for us and giving us this feel-good music, man. I'm talking about he gave me a little bit of tingles and stuff. Like, I was kind of emotional. It was kind of emotional, slightly.
Thanks,
I was slightly emotional.
I appreciate that.
You know, we appreciate you, man. We appreciate real music and good music, man, feel-good music, because we done heard enough people, you know, killing each other, man. The world is filled with craziness, man, so we definitely
exactly.
love good music, man, for real.
Yeah, I'm just trying to have a good time. That's it, man, while I'm living. You know, that's it.
That's all we can do.
Oh, hold up, man. This something real quick, man. My daughter wrote me a song, all right? She wrote me a song, and she want to say it live on the line, you know, something like that. She wants to sing this song real quick live on the line, because she might be going on out for the weekend, so she want to sing live on the line for Ari. This is dedication to me, Lush, my birthday. You want to go ahead and say it?
Go ahead.
Happy birthday, Mom. I love you, Mom. You are the best mom I ever had. Happy birthday, Mom.
Aww.
Give her a hand clap.
We gotta go. I gotta give my baby a hand clap. I'm so emotional right now.
Emotion makes it crazy, child.
My name is Natalia.
That was good. That was real good.
No, she's only 6. You know what I'm saying? She's the apple of my eye.
Thank you, Natalia.
That's what it is,
man.
You know, thank you, Natalia. You're the sweetest. But, you know, we live in the building with Lyric. That was my daughter. I just heard. The mini Lushy Lush, you know what I'm saying? Out in the building, doing her little thing. You know, she trying to write. I don't know if she'll ever rap, but, you know, she be writing and stuff.
Oh, that's how it starts.
You know, she be doing that. She definitely loves the music. She definitely gives me feedback on different music also. You know, she be like, "Ma, I ain't feeling this."
Okay.
She's a critic already.
Hey, we need to have her on the Hot or Not.
Like, is this hot or not? Nah, I ain't feeling this joint, man.
She keeps it real. That's what's up.
You know, Taya.
You're about this?
Taya, come here and tell Lyric how you felt about his song, Taya. Come here real quick. We need your feedback. We need honest feedback. From
I liked it.
That's what's up.
Thank you.
What's up.
You got the stamp of approval from the 6-year. You know, kids are totally honest. So
I can't be stopped now. That's it. That is stopping me now. That's it.
Yep, it's inevitable. It's inevitable. That's the single. That's right there. Stand by to tell you.
Thank you.
Classic right there, man. My daughter said that she was feeling that joint right there, yo. That's what it is, man. Lush Radio Online. You know, do you got any more questions for Lyric? Ebony, you want to go ahead and ask him another question?
Yeah, so Lyric, what else do you want to do? You know, taking your music a step further, what else do you want to do?
What else I want to do? I mean, basically what I'm doing now, I guess on the next level, just more shows, more music. I can't say that. I don't want to say that I feel like I need to make up for the time lost, because definitely those years off gave me so much insight and experience to write from, you know what I mean? Just I come at so many different levels and angles and whatnot. But I definitely just want to take it out there to the people and all have a good time while we're doing it. That's it, man. It's a lot of uptight people and doing music. I'm like, supposed to have fun. What's up with that? But that's another show. So
that's a whole other show. You know, we got a long list of that. Google, you got another question for my man, Lyric.
Yeah, just, you know, I just appreciate what he's doing, man, for the most part. Just name a couple of the producers that you, I know you got a lot of producers in your campus, because we like to support the producers and the engineers, so you can just throw out a couple of names. You know, in particular, like an engineer that you groove to, and because you know that's the dynamic sound you got. I mean, when I think about the elements, I just put it together like what goes into it, the creativity level. You can shout out maybe a couple of your favorite producers and maybe one of your engineers that's on deck with you, bro.
Well, my favorite producers that's mainstream, like big.
Nah,
like
that's
that.
Working with you. Nah,
oh, that. Oh, okay.
Nah, your camp, dog. We ain't
okay. My camp. Well, you know what I work is. Either myself or I work with 01. You know that's my engineer slash producer slash
right.
I'm called dude up like yo change the drums please you know and he does it for me, so I give a big shout out to him, man. He takes the bulk of the work, and also just for this is me joint and a couple other joints, DJ Corbett.
Yeah.
Yo, he hooked me up, man. I heard his beats and I sent him an email. I said, yo, can I live? And he let me get down, and it was definitely, you know, good music. He produced that, and he produced a track on my mixtape called Beast.
Mm-hmm.
And Beast, if you get a chance to listen to that, it's a crazy joint. It's a crazy joint. The some electronic, you know, whatever. And I actually work with my man Sage Bravo out in Maryland, and you know, he did the thing on there. He came up with the hook. He dropped his verse on there. Like, we killed that beat. We killed it.
Yeah. We need that type of talent in on the show, and Lush is out there at DMV, so shout out to the whole DMV.
Yeah, big
but
shout out to DMV.
I just want to say, like, that's I can appreciate what he's saying, because I could see where he's coming from and being selective with producers from the get-go, from having the talent and the lyrics. That's another whole standpoint into your project in itself, like selecting the right cast to do beats with and having your sound tuned out the way you want, man. So that's what we appreciate over here at Lush Radio, man, getting that sound right. Get your sound right, man, before you send us an email, man.
Yeah, no, definitely.
For real.
That's real tough, man.
Get your sound right, man.
Hey, that Wizkid, you got another question for your boy Lyric.
Yeah, I ain't got a question for him, but I just want to give a shout-out for him. DropThatTrack.com has got his mixtape posted.
Oh, big shout-out to them.
It's a rap again.
That's dope.
Is the name of the mixtape. So that's actually, I came across you that way too. So big ups to them.
Oh, big shout out to them,
you,
man. That's dope.
Oh, okay.
I gotta check that out. What is it? Drop that?
DropThatTrack.com.
Oh, that's what's up. All right, I'm up.
Yeah, that's what it is, man.
That's a good one.
The word is getting out, man, because you know what I'm saying? You know, Cass is going ham. Cass is going ham online, dog. Going ham.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate that. Big shout out to Drop That Track. That's dope. That's real dope.
Well, and I think it might be on Hip Hop Press Release too. Also, so definitely. So I'm gonna go ahead and play I'm Appalled.
Okay.
I'm gonna go ahead and play this joint. You wanna introduce this joint, Lyric?
Yo, it's basically says I'm Appalled too. And it's one of them beats where I said, you know what, let me just jump on this and spit something. Most of that, believe it or not, I was coming off the top, so.
Yeah. Freestyle?
Yeah.
Off the palm, back in the day when we was beating on the desk and everything.
Yeah, I'm from that. So. I had some stuff, you know, some lines I knew I wanted to say, but then I just wanted to have some fun with it and just go on. I wasn't really going to put that out, and then it came together pretty good, so I was like, all right, whatever.
Man, don't say whatever, man. This man, I want my ear to dance, man. Let's hear this joint right here. I'm a Paul, too, man. Lyric, baby, let's go.
Let's see. Yeah, it's a rapid jam. Lyric. Disgusting, want the armor wall, cause this game looking rusty. Blood sucking niggas slick, looking if I touch it. Put it on the light, man, I don't really trust it. Trust it, now they all gonna smoke. Now they finding out the code. They was never really dope, cook dribble. You can't quit it, just hold out a tissue. They can't fuck with you, so find it smarter to diss you. The move, I already made the checkmate. What's more cooler than the blizzard on a birthday? And my moves detrimental like an earthquake. 2012, nigga, I'ma rearrange the earthquake. Heavenly, like I'm touched like a Delarice. I'm a different breed, can't buy what you're selling me. Maybe thought I could and I should, dog, I wouldn't. Hey, boy, from the hood on that tip like you were written. Show me the money, cause the proof is in the pudding. Made room for dessert when these niggas thought I couldn't. Old beast flow, better make room. Y'all been eating long enough, I'ma get a plate soon. Niggas with some wild books, better meditate soon. On the trouble on the mic, might imitate soon. Don't assume I'm a black sheep, more like a dark horse than you can. Exactly, I'll let me get happy.
Y'all heard that joint right there, man. Ooh, spicy. That one was kind of spicy and tantalizing slightly to my tongue. Like, that joint was hot right there. I love hot freestyles, man. That was a hot joint right there. I'm appalled, man. Yeah, you heard. Lyric live in the building, man. How'd you feel about that, Ebony? Ebony. Ebony, I know you ain't humming. Ebony.
Yes.
You were so into that freestyle, man. You got to hum that joint, man.
Yes, I was humming that joint.
Yo, I ain't going to lie. That track was fire. Like, whoever produced that, whoa, crazy right there, son.
Like fire to it.
Fire, for real. Guru, how'd you feel about that, fam?
Yo, it's a green light right there, man. I need that in the arsenal, like, you know, ASAP. You know, I don't know. I need that tonight, actually. Let's make it happen, baby. I already know. I need
hey, man, I think he might have to do a joint with Chusun Ali, man. They might have to do something together.
No. That's the move. This is
down,
2010. This is 2010. That should happen before next month. Word up. Like, you know. Yo, don't play.
Happen,
this is the shit we on, man. This is the shit we on right now, man.
Well, man.
Happen.
Shout out to Cookie NYC and Lush. Ebony.
That's
what
it
happen. We make it happen.
Whiskey, what you think about that right there, fam?
Excellent. I'm with it all day.
Word.
Oh, when the Whiskey says excellent, whoa, that's crazy right there.
Oh, no, this is some, we about to take it somewhere else with this promotion, man.
Thank you, man.
I got to forward that to about 17 DJs, 20 DJs before tomorrow, son, so. Yeah, we can. Yo, that's how we doing it, though.
That's
we already he already rocking with us. So if if you're not yeah, I don't know, man. Somebody tell him, yo.
Lush will tell you on Friday.
Woo, man. Okay, wait till Lush get up here.
Yeah, crazy, man. We got another caller calling in from the 757. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. That sound like VA, man. Tell us where you calling from, even though I know you from VA. But tell us where you repping in VA. You got Lyric live in the building. What's good, baby?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up? Who this?
This Ebony. What's up?
Well, we got another Ebony.
Ebony.
Good, Ebony.
Hi, Ebony.
What's up? Hey, girl.
Hey, Ebony.
Did you get
a chance to hear that joint? Was you feeling that? How you feel about that?
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool.
Thank you.
That's what it is. Ebony, you got a question for Lyric, boo?
For who?
For Lyric. Lyric, the artist that we have online with us.
I ain't got no questions. I wanted to talk to you, sound. What is it?
Are you lazy? I don't know what, girl. You lazy.
Y'all kept saying y'all was fool.
I ain't mad.
You supposed to have been on this joint early, man. H-Town was on here early, man.
H-Town. You got to follow him on Twitter, H-Town for Life, number four life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I was trying to get him, too.
I know why. Yeah, where Lyric at, though?
What's going
right
on?
Right here.
This
that's
Lyric.
Talking to.
I'm trying to hear you spit something.
I need a rap.
Oh, she want to put you on the spot, Lyric. She wants you to give us a Lush Radio exclusive. Go ahead, Lyric.
Y'all want to hear something?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, check it out.
Hit better than you.
All right, here's a little something real quick. I'm so ill, I tell them about face because they don't have a cure to settle my outbreak. Quarantine the booth, nigga, get a spot space. There's a whole lot of sick shit in my outtakes. Wait, emergency is real, y'all. I'm warning you. I think I'm about to kill this shit, call a coroner, run for cover and keep your beat storming up, because I will set fire to the shit not warm enough, stay scoring up. Nigga, who you kidding now? You need to grab your pen more and put the Twitter down, flowing like Phelps, so it's gold any minute now. Someone tell the lifeguard, he's swimming in the winter's out. This epidemic reached a level past critical. If you can't stand me, I recommend you sit it down, phone your doctor, go ahead and call him up. He'll tell you that for me, they don't make a medicine strong enough.
God dang! Listen to this.
This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive.
Dang! Lyric!
You said he was going to be the next Wayne, next Tiger.
What happened?
I said he the next Wayne, next Tiger.
Oh, okay. All right, that's what's up, girl. VA in the building. Thanks, boo, for calling in. We appreciate you, booby.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right.
That's what's up. Dang, dog, you hit us.
He ain't
hey,
even
hit
no bullshit.
That man, Wizkid, y'all, how y'all feel about that joint? Your man went in real quick, fam.
Yo, he spit that real technique right there that's really knocking him down. And if you really want to grab attention, like, and check out what's going on, man, that's how you're supposed to really do it. Somebody put you on the spot. Just do it, man. He just did it. That's cool.
I gotta pick up a pen and put the Twitter down.
I bet you if they listen, they'd be like, wait a minute. Who is that? Yo, that's what it is right there.
Call the coroner, my dude. Call the coroner.
Oh.
Woo! Where's kid, man?
I just put on Twitter, he spit at the bars live.
I'm definitely with it, and it got the stamp ready. You heard the stamp with the exclusive mark, so you know it's done deal.
Done data?
Yeah, we blowing you up on Twitter, fam.
Man, real talk, man. Hey, look, we loving you over here, man. Definitely, you know what I'm saying, you done found the home, man. We love you over here, man. Hey, look, man, Tell the world, man, you know, for most of these up-and-coming artists getting in the game, what kind of advice would you give them, fam?
So what I would give them is definitely build yourself a good team because you need it. You need extra arms. You know, you need one man to do some promo. You need one man to make connections, one man to be in the booth with you. Definitely make a good team, and a good team of dudes that's doing it. That's not just talking and not just... Yeah, you know, and they go off to go chill out. Like, if they ready to work,
Let's go. Y'all can go get it together. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I had to learn that the hard way, but.
Can I ask you a question though, dog? Like, why they gotta be dudes? Like, we got females out here.
No. They can definitely be females.
You mean like dude, like California dude, or?
Boy,
dude.
Nah.
Let me put it like this: for me, it's better if I don't work with females, because then I get distracted, because then I'm trying to. Get out. So.
Hey.
Yo, my man just said he just need.
In your camp.
Yo, he said he don't need to work in B's, he need to work in G's. We're going to keep it real gangster, that's all. That's all good, yo. I mean, the ladies, listen, ladies, we rocking anyway. We rocking with Lush. We definitely looking, killing them. So I understand his position, what he said. I definitely can understand what his position is on that. So that's
man,
a good businessman right there. He's just trying to not mix the business with pleasure, ladies.
Yeah,
he don't want to mess the business up. We ain't trying to up the business up. We ain't gonna curse. We ain't trying to up the business up.
We don't want to have this.
Wow, that's crazy, son. We ain't trying to up the business up, Lyrics. I hear you, fam.
I
pulled you out. I got you, dog. This is Brooklyn right here. I feel you. Yo, this is a nation.
We
is. This is a nation.
Hey, look, you know, we be wilding on our show, man, but we have fun. And, you know, we don't try to keep it warm. We want you to feel like you're at home when you're on Lush Radio Online, man. And we definitely support you and salute you on everything you're doing, man. We definitely respect, you know, saying your grind. And, you know, and we hope that everything that you want in life comes to pass, man. Seriously, Lyrics. Real.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I hope the same for y'all, man. But y'all doing it already. Y'all there. I got to catch up to y'all movement.
Nah, man, we ain't
on this Lush movement, man.
Wait.
Get on this Lush movement. No, I'm telling the listeners, get on this Lush movement, because y'all doing the thing, for real.
We humble casters, you know, just trying to support, you know, real music. And just educating the people. We believe in the double E's, educate and entertain. That's our purpose, man, to educate people and entertain them at the same time. And just have a ball, man. Life is so full of wickedness and craziness. Why don't you find relief in Lush Radio Online, man? This is what we're here for. We do it for the people.
That's
real
it.
Talk.
That's it.
Let us see your prescription.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. You need to get your dose of Lush Radio, man. If you don't get your dose, you might go insane. I don't know. Get that dose. For real, seriously,
man.
But due to the fact, you know, we got to wrap it up and everything, but I just want to salute all our callers, all our listeners. Shout out to H-Town, you know, support the legends, you know, holla at
the
album, all that. You know, definitely shout out to my girl calling from VA, you know, trying to catch H-Town and everything. You know, she was kind of a couple hours late, but shout out to her. Love her. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, listen, I ain't mad at that. You know, I was trying too. I was like, I told her, I said, yo, tell her I want to talk to H Town. Hit up Lush. I got to thank them dudes, man.
Man, for real. Yo, we love H Town for life, the number 4 life. Make sure that you're following Lyric on Twitter. Support him. You know, tweets from Lyric. And make sure you're following him, H_De Niro, Future Guru 100, That Wiz Kid, DJ Truth, at Ebenisha, at Natalia, Colombian Princess, at Lush Radio Online. Follow the squad, TDI, we see you, hot show on Monday, you did your show. TDI had his first show on Lush Radio Online on Monday. Salute to the cat. Make sure you log on to www.TrueSonAli.com. Shout out to all our sponsors, Strictly Bump One, Ohana Shop, Capital Customs, the whole squad, man. We here. We ain't going nowhere. We're going to continue moving, man. We'll see you at the finish line because we gone. We out of here, man. We love y'all. We salute, man. And we gonna call y'all on the flip side, man. This is how we do Lush Radio Online, man. We ain't playing no games, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to slap it up, flip it up, rub it down. Oh! Yeah, we out of here, man. I'm about to go find me a Pac-Man. Holla at your girl. It's my birthday. I'm out of here. Later.
Later, y'all.
Peace.
Peace.
Bye.